Hello and thank you for joining me today. I'm Mindy McNeil. I am joined, actually, no, I take that back. I am not joined in studio. I am at the Newman Center and I am speaking with Chris Coleman. He is the artistic director of Oklahoma. As you know, Rodgers and Hammerstein, and he is here. This is your directorial debut, is this correct, at the Denver Center for Performing Arts?
It is my directorial debut at the Denver Center, yes.
Everybody knows Oklahoma. I'm kind of dating myself. I saw Oklahoma when I was a child. Okay, so we're talking over 30 years ago. Okay, shh, don't tell my secret. But anyway, this, though, is different from what I saw as a kid, and this is an all-black cast. What made you decide to have an all-black cast?
Well, I was in New York auditioning probably maybe 7, 8 years ago for a show called Ragtime. And it was a musical, first time that I'd had an opportunity to hear a lot of African-American musical theater talent come in. And for whatever reason, many of them came in singing Rodgers and Hammerstein. And it was thrilling. And I started asking myself, what project could I do with this group of people? And kind of as a joke initially, I thought, well, I should do an Oklahoma. And the joke wouldn't go away. And so I went back and read the script to see, would this make any sense? And I realized you wouldn't really have to change much, maybe two lines. But then I wanted to find out if it had any basis in history. And so I just did some research and found that in Oklahoma in 1906, when the show takes place, there were 50 all-black towns and 137,000 African Americans living in the state. And I was like, what? So that was super intriguing to me and gave me the courage to kind of move forward with the idea.
Okay, now you did the same, an all-black cast as well when you were in Oregon, is
yes.
That correct?
In Portland, yes.
So how was that reaction there and how was the reaction here in both situations?
You know, it's very interesting, quite similar. I think initially, before people saw the production, there's kind of like, huh? Like, you know, like a question mark over your head. Like, what? Because I think our the way history was taught to us did not include black cowboys and didn't include black Westerners very much. And so it didn't necessarily make a lot of sense. And then when people saw it, they were either just seduced by the musical itself and how captivating the story is and how well it's sung, or they were really touched by the layers that are added by hearing this really incredibly iconic American story told through new eyes, especially in a time that is as racially divisive as we're currently living in. Watching a group, a community of black people stake their claim in the American dream and the hopefulness and the determination to work together to build something is really, I think, inspiring. I think depending on what seat you're sitting in, it can hit you really deeply or it can just be an incredibly fun time.
And you know what I think is interesting is you're doing something that's more outside of the box.
Yeah.
And so how does that feel for you to kind of maybe take the baton and just kind of run with it, so to speak?
It's both exciting and terrifying. I'm a white guy. The older I get, the more aware I am of that. But I also, you know, I said on opening night, as somebody who grew up in the majority, it is so rare that I've had the opportunity to stand in a room full of people who don't look like me, whose stories are different from me, whose beliefs and journeys are different than mine. And it is such an incredible privilege because you begin to see the world through new eyes. And I think that that is probably the most valuable thing that any of us can invest in these days, is how to see the world through somebody else's eyes. And I think that that's what the theater can do, is that we intuitively have to step into somebody else's shoes for 2 hours. It's one of the most exciting things about working in the theater today is figuring out, how do we create experiences that allow people to walk across bridges that have seemed insurmountable before?
As you say all this, the other thing I'm thinking of too is because right now I just feel like our country is just in a racial turmoil, so to speak. And I think, you know, they say if you don't learn from history, you're doomed to repeat it. And it seems like we just keep repeating over and over again. And you know, I know, what was it, Hamilton, yeah. You know, people have responded a lot to Hamilton and yeah. different things. Do you kind of see this as kind of being as in a situation to where it can bring some kind of unity and togetherness or kind of help to calm some of the troubles that are out there right now?
I think it works on a couple of levels. I had a woman turn to me on opening night. She was sitting right in front of me, and she turned to me afterwards. She said, "And in the times we're living in, it is so, I'm so thankful that something is just lifting my heart." So I think just on that very fundamental level, that's one of the things that art can do right now. You know, it's like I said, I think it can allow us to stand in each other's shoes.
Do you hear from anybody, or how is it for maybe a teenager or a young adult or somebody who wants to be in theater to see, you know, if they're African-American, to see themselves, quote unquote, up on the stage? How is that for them, or have you heard anything about that?
Yeah, it's funny. At the talk back, I think it was on Sunday, cast members shared with me that, one, the general audience has been so invested in the way this story has been shared. But there was a young 16-year-old African-American girl who wants to be an actress, and she was beside herself, kind of with joy at seeing the production because she saw herself on stage. And that's unusual. It gave her hope. You know, it gave her hope that maybe there's a life or a future for her in the profession that she dreams about participating in. So that's pretty awesome.
And I think that's good because hope was the word that I was thinking of. So I think if anything, too, you can just walk away knowing that you're inspiring just like this whole generation of people. And I like I said, I know we talked about that a little bit earlier, just because of all the craziness and the drama that's just going on, that this production can just really give hope and bring peace and serve as a light to so many people. And I think, you know, like I was telling you earlier, is that, you know, I've had friends, you know, who are, you know, they're white and they've gone to see this, but that's not what has affected them. They are looking at like, well, how is it done? And, you know, and they're just getting enjoyment out of it. And sure. So it's, you're bringing, I feel like healing in a sense. And so I appreciate that.
I say for myself, and I think for anybody, anything right now that lifts my heart, that lifts my spirit, that pulls me out of the sense of anxiety I feel in the air right now is a gift. Mm-hmm. And I think anytime that we can provide that, so be it. I think where we get stuck and where we get mad at each other is when we see you're the other, you're different than me, rather than you're similar to me, or finding the commonality. And I think anytime a story can help us feel the commonality, there's power in that.
Okay, and I like that, the bringing the power, because it is power helps you, I feel like, have your voice in that sense. And so I know you're not one of the actors, but how have the actors felt, you know, being part of this cast? I really feel like this is, and honestly, too, let's just say when you think of Oklahoma, you don't, you know, really think of Black people. You know, I think more of either white or even Native Americans, but I don't think of African Americans. So how is it for the cast as well?
I think it's been profound on a couple levels. One, most of them never imagined they would have the opportunity to do an Oklahoma or even a Rodgers and Hammerstein, perhaps. But I think they have felt the power of telling this story of a Black community creating their own destiny. They have felt that in their hearts. And it's been fascinating watching them on social media. They're so proud of what they've created and of what they're hearing from the audience, what they're seeing from the audience. Every night, one of their monikers for the show is Woklahoma, you know, and I didn't, because they're woke, you know, are you woke? Are you aware of what's happening? You know, and I would never use that myself, but I loved that they felt like that's part of what this production is trying to do. Let people see things clearly.
And I think that's good because I think it is. It's kind of, in a sense, groundbreaking, you know. And, you know, because like you said, with a Rodgers and Hammerstein, you know, you don't think of there's going to be an all-Black cast. And honestly, when I think of theater, and I'm not trying to be mean when I say this, unless it's something specific. Like I know I went and I saw Motown a couple years ago when it was here. Yeah. So that's where I think of an all-Black cast. Mm-hmm. Or even when you see theater sometimes and you see a few Black people or Latinos or Asian people. So I think this, to me, like I said, it sounds more groundbreaking in a sense.
I like that you say that. Barbara Fields, who is an African-American historian, She said the story of America is a story of race. We like to think that the divisions that we are experiencing are new. They're not. They're old. And they bubble to the surface, and then they quell, and they bubble to the surface, and then they calm. I think we're so afraid of engaging across our differences because it's so inflamed. There's so much emotion around it. There's so much anger. And so I think if in the arts, if in theater, we can find ways for people to just sense a little bit of what it's like to have your neighbor or your friend or someone that you value be different than you and close to you, that's really powerful. So that's a really a wonderful thing to be a part of. And I think it's what's possible and what's happening.
Was it, I don't know if the term is weird, but was it different for you to pitch the idea of an all-Black cast for Oklahoma when you went to when you're going to theaters to say this is Oklahoma, we're going to have an all-Black cast? How was that received? I know I don't want to get into too much trouble, but how was that?
Don't get me in trouble. Well, I'm the artistic director, so I get to pick the season, so I got to pitch it to myself. But then I have to sell it to the board and to the staff. And you know, and initially in both theaters, in both Portland and here, you know, there were staff members who were initially like, huh? And I don't understand. And I actually had one of my board members, Tina Walls, who is African-American, reach out after the announcement. And she said, I'm getting a lot of questions, puzzled questions from folks in my community. Help me understand why you want to do this. And she actually became a really key ambassador into helping me message the intent around the history and the production, not only to the Black community, but to the larger community, which I think was incredibly valuable. So, yes, there was puzzlement. And what I found is that I had to just keep talking about the actual history that grounds the story and what the intent of the production was, and people got there.
And they got behind it.
Yeah.
Great. And so this runs September 7th through October 14th. Is that correct?
That's correct. It's Tuesday through Sundays, and we have a couple of matinees a week, and you can find out information at denvercenter.org.
What kind of lasting message would you like to give to our listeners on Kuvo regarding this play, and then anything else that you're feeling?
I still believe in the theater. I believe in the power of this art form. You know, when you gather a group of people and you bring a story to life with live human beings, there is power in that. And I just look forward to sharing stories in this community and seeing how we can have conversations that are meaningful together.
Great. Well, I thank you so much for your time, Chris. I really appreciate you just letting me drop into your world for a bit.
Absolutely. Total pleasure. And I appreciate your curiosity.